Clare na Gael Viscoil Toya Carnish is Babaliam Usaldaga. My name is Robert Cutting Carsla, Robert de Carslach.
Have you ever heard tell about Bobby Bob?
And it's my pleasure to welcome you to this bilingual programme, Clare na Gael. Clare Hengachi Severl Sigilg. It's a bilingual programme in the English language and in the Manx Gaelic, Chinyan Amera, the mother tongue of Alan Banning, the Isle of Man. As Mabanach Dutrish. Having looked recently at newspapers from 200 years ago, I wondered about those from 100 years ago. Well, although 1926 was, well before I was born, there were certainly people that I came to know and to love alive in 1926, so in some sense it doesn't perhaps seem so very distant. Gerdavel NMR enema character Tom Mordeg. Chyraw mi ôl a chrysyn sgil hun. Mas o tam i ffag yn anach tan sgil sio, dy gol ond sy'n de sygilg. Fer jain y sgil yn ni, fys rygerdn o'n tiaglwm fy gintlio'r ys Wilhelm ys Jacob Grimm, as fy clawd sy'n ai o'ch hyd jeg. As Philly mentioned in Gullus Gagan just now, Siach Le, yes indeed, it is King Chioli who play that music. It's their bonus track or a hidden track on one of their CDs, and perhaps we'll get round to playing the entire thing at some point. But now a wide cross-section of Cornish singers and musicians came together to raise money for the Cornish Air Ambulance with this first song, Sing It Home. Tawas geistiach, rys radio banning, stasiun yn asiun, fysgol ar sgeilio mach, fai dŵlish, Alan Banning.
I hope you get my letter, cause I've written it all down. There's something we should shout about, and we should all be proud. These brave men and brave women, well, they need our voices now. So when you get my letter, won't you sing it out loud? Sing it home. So let's all fly the flag for them and sing with Cornish pride. No matter where you're from, while you're on a sacred land, our angel up above is there to give a helping hand. Sing it home, sing it home, sing it loud so everyone knows. Sing it home, sing it home, won't you sing it?
Look up as she flies across this beautiful land and sea.
Sing it home, bring him back to me. Thank God she's watching over us wherever we may be.
Sing it, sing it home. Won't you sing it, sing it home? Won't you sing it, sing it home?
Sing it home.
Sing it home, sing it home,
from a lot of Cornish groups involved in that tribute to raise money for the Cornwall Air Ambulance. And there were members of the Stows, the Oggie Men, Barrett's Privateers, Canna, Fox Rocks Choir, Boscastle Boys, Falmouth Shout, Newquay Rowing Club Singers, Torpoint Ladies Choir, the In Tune Choir, and we heard the bass voice of Jeremy Griffith there in the middle and at the end, and he's a member of the Cornwall Air Ambulance itself. In the Isle of Man Examiner for the 8th of January 1926, there's an article headed "The Trouble at St George's." The dispute between the Reverend A.J. Talbot Easter, Vicar of St George's Church, Douglas, and members of the congregation, has reached an acute stage. The vicar has, during the past few weeks, introduced two changes into the form of service. The ceremonial carrying of an emblem of the cross in the procession of clergy and choir from the vestry into the church, and the adoption of the eastward position when reciting the creed. These changes are strongly opposed as a matter of conscientious scruple by various members of the choir, men and boys. The choir are obliged to turn in their seats in order to face towards the east, and the spectacle has been witnessed of some of the singers turning when the creed comes to be recited, and others keeping their ground. This, then, is an argument between high church and low church, between ceremonial and simplicity. Vashan chuvel eran shir giri pecha, ir de beche vegnus moona or deg. As shen morve, as velianu rugget stau jane woods cheddin as or deg, as hugged tom or deg er. Ged a dugged be my day, chereni riu gest na smu, ach ve slen jint uns na altan ege, as ve fir achtel as krina. Laed yr awr yn y foer cor tom o'r deg na hai yn sglis y chafel, ys rhan i stiwr y cabel ys cart gys y bolb yn erega e iar y ffoi. A chonig de ioria, as fyd goel yndys, as fyd giri cionach e, da fod y tais bynnau sy balia er ergyd, ys cost na ffortwn mach as sian. Gen yr aw er tom giri crec e, ren tom gwi er dylio gyda gol, er yn ôl y gynnych e chyt dy fal yw'r is dy lia. Hwg yn de iori yn yrgy doctor er, as hai tom merw, as eid na chiad yw er dwlio gynedd feg ferge yn y jorion. Ach tre henc y cwliortys, hwg y tom sys o'n smar liorys yn red. A song in Irish now from Eva Scott, the daughter of one of the singing Black family, Frances Black, and thereby the niece of Mary Black, another famous singer. This is Eva Scott.
It's something back into what you're about.
Eva Scott singing about your darling old Duvernino. Chalias for Tom Mordegar and Tolu Savar, Renny Ryer Sul Master in a Clashin, as Renny Follacher heen uns tol luch. Renna Dania Shire, ach uns verdeel. For Yerach erau Vegra Yino, egen de Yori, ach de Golde Valius Adorachus, gin Tom Mordeg, as gin Ergeder Mar uns na Pogadanok. Rosh Marau Cade Tom Goy Savine, Chile Correge Dunya, Briach Jane Cumregega, Crane Achter Eden Graham J. Urgid as Ern Tagger Burchach. As Ren Tom Gillach Macht Rau Fissega Ernacht, as the Ginnache Sajige Macht Au an Acht. Van der Wun Ye Goy Yindus, as Lug Tamelt Renard Fedden Tom. Door Tom de Bodeshen snoustjach at a barn an onyug as cor down a ridden vad giri sa tai. Hai a meru gus tai a taggart. Och, trevi chaus tai. Dilly a mach erurd den a merli, rawad giri uliu vaan. Vad guier the lord a spwigger. Ach, renilyga nach gile, as dilly a mach an feish chedden rishoru. And the article in the Isle of Man Examiner continues. The dissentient boys, and it's only men and boys that have been mentioned in relation to this choir, so no women or girls involved, apparently. The dissentient boys, threatened with dismissal, stated that they were acting on the commands of their parents. The vicar addressed a letter to the parents in question, asking if they desired their boys to continue in the choir. And on Sunday last, several boys whose parents had remained in Calcedrant were forbidden to enter the choir. As for the men, interviews have taken place during the week in which both sides refused to budge. The right of the vicar to enforce these changes is being steadfastly challenged, and the situation is undoubtedly tense. And then there's a subheading, The Vicar's Defence, and here the newspaper goes on to quote what the Reverend Arthur John Talbot Easter, 1894 to 1969, wrote about this situation in the Manx Church magazine.
Thank you.
the tune of the well-known Welsh song Ar Lan y Môr, on the seashore, and that was played by Aerianlys Music, who are based in Eryri in Gogledd Cymru in North Wales. Asiwn yn asiwn ta Radio Fanning as yn siôr ta was geis ja Chris Clairnigale. Mish Robert Gydyn Carswell, Robert y Carslach.
Did the other hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
Ma taw giri clas yn y cledyn clairish ta caed o't jynnw sien rys siacht yn lwg di gul ar sgeliau mach yw'r ys gulgus yn y dega Radio Fanning as rai y cramman eis rys. Ta podcast jen Clair ych edyn nasty trwy dyn y dega Radio Fanning nys, na trwy dyn rai chier y podcast ed, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Audible, Spotify, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, na Alexa. Now this is what the Reverend Talbot Easter wrote. The congregational meeting was of a somewhat stringent order, in inverted commas, containing a few, more inverted commas, busybodies from outside in other parishes. How shocking that people have so much spare time on hand. The changes we discussed, I have been assured, are accepted and most welcome by the majority of the regular attendants at St. George's, and therefore I propose to put them in hand forthwith. I've rarely met kinder or more hospitable people than my Manx brethren, and I'm confident that they'll trust my word in these matters. I thought I'd follow up on the Reverend A.J. Talbot Easter. And he'd come to the island early in 1925 to take up his position at St. George's from another St. George's in Tufnell Park in London. He was London-born and bred, he says, in another place. And at the same time as he came to the island, his curate from St. George's Tufnell Park was appointed curate of All Saints in Douglas. In 1927, so not that long after this, the Reverend Talbot Easter was appointed to a living of St. Paul's in Sheffield. Chil y fenchogr as y tseim y bynyedda dy tseim yr yn tagart, em yn tom o'r deg, as rennu sais sws y liafiec, as fi geisiach. Ach, fyna myrli, as a loch dy jynach slai chyd orw, y rai bach pyrtjyn red. Ach, henc dynol as orw rys, trefod smonion yr awe eich spots fy gol y jynach weg yn air beg. Mor so, hencad rys as dwrt ar rys, Mor hanish, de fe trom chwsiach, as de chor mach daw ni eniach. Eish dili tom o'r deg mach cyr deliach o wyrd as dod ei, o cat y lor nim coroliw jay diwish, ach jinsiw ach sy'n y mach na lawen iaw. Eish, ren yn fen llar fent clas neud y bachtel ych i'r sien, as ren i lim y mach as y liabi, as ren i cew ffoslit yn dorys. Renna merli rai ar sŵl mor dy bech yn siel ger cai, clo orw. Ach renna fen llar fent, er yn o'n dod i ffag yn feg, gol dy gerdyn lamp dy chiaw pyr dy holys. Off to Scotland now, where we find the trio Sian, and they perform a walking song, Pedja Fyr Royag.
Hey, Hollywood, oh, Hollywood, oh, Hollywood, oh, yn bach y chreifaniau. O wafod llawn smirwyd sy'n jyst yn siel er to chiwch y gialau. E holi fwyr a horyn o, e holi fwyr o hwyr o gialau. Drich gyfa mi rwch dy sylgrig ond sy'n ceig yn tlw y bari. E holi fwyr o horyn o, holi fwyr o hwyr o gialau. Broniog gial mynd jicyn sydd y grwy fi'n cyrraeg ffon o'n sialau. E holi fwyr o horyn o, holi fwyr o hwyr o gialau. Och a typs fa tor mi ffwog y bys yn ffwy yr mis yn manwys. E holi fwyr. Then to the gallery.
Scottish Gaelic walking song, that was Pedge Fioraeg, and that was Ellen MacDonald, Ailey Cormac and Caitlin Lilly, the trio Sheehan. Lorishantra Henk Ven Charvent back as Lampek the Chorsolus, for Tom Mordeg and Ol Roche, Roche Marau Kedgy Corsilier, as Jacques a Tolt. Lugged and Ven Charvent Gian on the Hully Hall as Chornail, Gin Fedden Veg. Hai the life a yera, as is smunion gin auris, the rawi dremel, as nasulian as cleishnek forslich. Mursor and Tom Ordeg's now stiachs a chunlach, as hure cool hour on ye the chadla, as we forsen tanachton on shen derabun laer jet, as eish the gold of valiag as an air as a voirega. Ach, yinach ridden elia chit ersen. The jarro, Chanel veg ach burra as im nes a tail shaw. Ren a venchar vent iri eg brishan lay de azacha na buachan. An chid vol hai was shen stiachs a tolt, as on shen renni troggle nis leden achlish de chunlach, as hachere de rau shen sin ir rock onji va tom or deg na lai. As e na chadlach o trom na rawe goel tas da jay beg. The Reverend Talbot Easter had only been in Sheffield a couple of months when he gave the address in a religious service broadcast by the BBC, still a fairly new service at that time in 1927, and regional opt-outs were very current at that time as well, needed the one for Sheffield. The Isle of Man Examiner writes of Mr. Talbot Easter's departure, which includes this. The retiring vicar of St. George's has in many ways shown himself a remarkable man during his stay in Douglas. Shortly after his arrival, he startled his congregation and others by parading round the town with sandwich boards announcing the services of his church. It was, however, in connection with the affairs at St. George's that his personality revealed itself. Certain changes which he instituted in the order of the service raised the ire of some of the congregation, and several left the church altogether. The questions in dispute were not fundamentals of religion, but mere details of procedure, and had there been a little more tolerance shown of all hands, gossiping tongues would have found less to do. Soldat Louis is a francophone band from Brittany, but they make the point here that Brittany is its own country. C'est un pays.
Comme tu crois pas, quand je suis pas dedans, c'est pas normal à croire que le monde n'existe pas. C'est pas fait pour les cons qui râlent après la pluie ou je sais pas quoi. Moi j'aime mieux sous un ciel qui chale balayé par un vent. Non,
face, qui rappelle qu'il y a méfiance. Après la langue, on vise la race, que c'est pas trop gêné la France pour lui mettre les pieds dans la grâce. C'est votre idée d'indépendance, ne laisserait pas vraiment de place.
Car ça n'aime pas les conquérants à la cupidité vénale. Depuis qu'une duchesse d'or en France est fait même d'une manière royale, sa liberté c'est l'océan qui la nuit va rejoindre les étoiles. Et sa terre qui a fait serment d'être à jamais terna. C'est au cri des oiseaux de mer quand ils reviennent près du rivage que j'ai compris qu'il y a l'enfer, mais que ça vaut toujours mieux qu'une cage. Même quand chaque jour est une guerre qui ne se vit que sur les visages, ici on ne parle pas de sa misère et encore moins de son courage.
Si j'en rajoute un peu tant pis, au début je t'ai bien dit que je l'aime. Dans tout ce merde du putain de pays, bien plus chaud que la gonzesse que je traîne. J'ai pas fini d'ouvrir pour lui je filerai même des châtaignes. Au premier salaud qu'il détruit ou qui voudrait lui remettre.
Breton band Soldat Louis from Lorient, and a cast of, well, quite a few there, I think, celebrating the status of Brittany as a country in its own right, c'est un pays. The Isle of Man Examiner gives a perhaps telling subheading in its article about the Reverend A.J. Talbot Easter leaving St. George's after 2 years as vicar. This subheading now reads, "Sulkiness common everywhere, but perhaps worse in the Isle of Man." Well, I wonder whether it's worth reading on. Anyway, referring to his difference of opinion with some of his congregation, he said that when two obstinates clashed, there was bound to be an explosion. But on his part, he didn't want to think that his obstinacy had made any enemies for him. If he had done wrong, he would admit it, and that was more than some of them would do. But pride was a perfectly beastly thing, and made men and women like little children. Nothing could make them come back because they'd been, in inverted commas, hurt. That spirit was human nature. It was the same everywhere, but perhaps a little worse in the Isle of Man than anywhere else! Exclamation mark. Make of that what will. Nevertheless, however the newspaper or Mr. Talbot Easter might play it down, it was a fairly fundamental high church, low church dispute that was between them. There were those who felt that these high church tendencies, well, is it high church tendency to carry a cross in a procession and to face east to recite the creed? But these were looked on by some people as perhaps tending towards the ceremonial of the Catholic Church, which of course the low church people were very much against, the evangelicals who wanted simplicity in the service. Hren tomordeg duster, derave ons biel na bear, vang oil nise lesha trech. Och, neg, Julia, crean art am yergit de ve choust I mullion. Achure martelia a ball veon. As we ershen de fieger eilach, nach jinnach eitjit de we eder fieglen de bae, as we jere heraunjaarder ach de rol schies gus bulg na bae. Va na unigen gerudich tred an shame of beg show na rogel doorte, as genod salgen na grenje karsnus jach anji. Genel solus a bier a gedden. Van eich sio ons de chuliwach niau ginnel dei, as an ridsmedder Fashend the row, trech elia de kinjak chitsjach on, as when Remus gullerlina. Fayera dilia mach sagau murega, coerd as odache, gin tull you trech mahon, gil gin tull you trech mahon. Ega treshen, ten ven, van ven jar vent, bjaun of woe, as gerd a doddy clash in a chore, ha doddy fagen pecher be. A piece of Manx electronica by Eerie Weasel, otherwise known as Nigel Brown, also of Scandoon, and that was one of Nigel's compositions for the Eerie Weasel album called Foltach, and it was called A Manx Lullaby for a ZX Spectrum. That Stasiun and Asiun Radio Vanning, as she Claire Nagel was Gulor Scalia Mark Carnish, Meron Peen, Robert Kitting Carswa, Robert a Carslach.
Have you heard tell of Owl Bobby Bob?
But Owl Lega Ventiar Ventius, Erno the Nain Chore Heaven as Evia Clashen Sunny. Vicho Aglet Ash the Renny Tujum Vine Stoilek, as Renny Liga Banya. Esh, Renny Rai as Drismur or Egus a Manshire. As Dillia Mach, O Vanshir Veen, Renna Vu a Lord. Tau as Ast the Heel, Gin Auris Dur to Manshir, as High Eshen Heen Gus a Tai Oli, the Hedden Mach, the Van Bora. Scorn ve a Chora Chas, Chaus Dai Jane Doris, Tre Dillia Mach Tom or Degrish, Gin Tull you Trech Mahon, Gin Tull you Trech Mahon. Esh, Van Sagert, Manshir Vent Yarvent, Goil Al Nis, as Ernold Rowy Shilton draw drach spirit in all stiachs of woe, hug is Sarah the Corga Bessie. More so we marrow it. Ach van Bolg, on van Tom Ordeg na lie, Kouter Torren. But Doliad Moorek Tom cast na mach ass, as we cart in Yinu Berna van Moor de Lourdes and a Chionega de Golna Trud, tre Henk Argus Noer. Now, despite the falling out and loss of some of the congregation, the Monas Herald tells us that The people of St. George's Church made the departing vicar, the Reverend A.J. Talbot Easter, a gift of 50 guineas, and also presented Mrs. Talbot Easter with a pair of glass candlesticks. Well, 50 guineas in 1926 was a fair whack of money, I'd have thought. But all this was in the future, of course, and in early January of 1926, the ructions from the decision of the Reverend Talbot Easter to initiate an element of ceremonial into the services of St. George's were just being felt. The Isle of Man Examiner also carries an article with a headline that caught my eye, and obviously intended to catch the eye of readers in 1926, This Impoverished Island. However, under that is a subheading, One motor car or cycle to every 23 persons, a record only exceeded in America. The article goes on to outline the number of licenses of various sorts issued in 1924 and 25, including for motor vehicles of various weights and including motor hackney cars, as it describes them, taxis in other words. The Calstock singers on the Tamar sing of beloved Curnow, Kerra Curnow, with words and music by Richard Gendel.
Receive.
Calstock Singers and Richard Gendel's song in Cernyweg, the Cornish language, Cera Curnow, beloved Curnow. And Calstock is the place, is it Beyond Paradise it's called, where they've set it, that's where it's filmed, and it's in Cornwall, but in fact it's purporting to be in Devon for some reason. The Examiner attempts to sum up the motor vehicle returns, making various allowances, and then there's a subheading, A Country of Motor Cars. Paragraphs have already appeared, it says, in various English newspapers concerning the relative abundance of motor vehicles in the Isle of Man, and the statement has been made that in no country in the world is this proportion exceeded except in the United States of America. And the Examiner article compares the number of vehicles with the island's population at the time, which was just over 49,000. And it says that it follows that the island contained one motor car or motorcycle for every 19 of the population. It must be recognised, it says, though, that 360 vehicles registered are Hackney cars, and that the Isle of Man as a holiday resort contains much more than the normal quantum of charabanc and taxis. There's no reason to suppose that tradesmen employ motorvans and motor lorries to any greater extent in this island than in other places. So it's trying to adjust the figures to make sense of all that. Ren morda olda agrasach raigus a torren, as renis lugashisa clenbol de glen, ach ren tom ordeg col criach, fuddi smonia de gin the morda olda corgail de resun, as dilia mach vai chaustai gin borda olda, ma borda olda bean, for the minch dutch bald de gedden lunya yindersach, Cred fy sien rygedyn, frai y môr o holder. Ons tair lle y sion dwse, y sain dwt snaws diach o'n trwy dy ffib chili, as un sien i yw feddyn berinen, as bagwn, as brot, chwys as ffuddi yw i. As hwg eu cwnt y de, jay tai yn air ega. Cyrraw ffeim yr inst yn fod o holder, yn nach i'rt, Rene jinga heen through the feeb heely sunny, as rene flias a chamber store, huish as for me in a chree. Tre for yera, ve gint mach, ve geary snower sulrish. Ach, ve jet de ve chamour, the rawe now possible day, the snow backs red heading. Eton and Moira Nichoron make up the duo. And Chid Gluin Elia, and here they're joined on bouzouki by Cahill o Curáin as they sing Mál Dú an Leabhar.
Tá bóa mar léabhas ba da méine dia, ó chom am a chéal an uchair, ó an siúlas ar an siar in a chod déan i méire, nú go bhí léan si ar a sean nú. She mauled the wing lonely, she mauled the full mighty, she mauled the visage and all rosy. So we jane more out of our own good ass and down. She mauled the wing lonely, door long. No rech a main and noons and noons of beans more room. She didn't know the hoodish right over. Cause they're more she mauled of England, she mauled of Fanari, she mauled of the session of Rosie. So we chain more out of Rogue Dance and Dab, she mauled of England. Hear my house and the gilded achunsta, Sadi and the Lai Vamor. as on Tavra. She mold of Ingami, she mold of Almighty, she mold of Estation on Rosie. So we Jane Moral, go rogue a dazzle now. She mold of Ingami, she mold of Ingami.
The voices of Anchid Glionelia, Eton and Moira Ni Choran, with the bouzouki of Cahalo Choran, and the song about Maldúvan Leona, Dark Molly of the Glen. As me saw, van Mada all the gotch, as shen morva Tom Ordeig corfeshness air. As gawe toyer der jinnu fire aglach chow stage in vode alder, as e gillach as gamech mach a word as dode. Nach biu de host do de mod alder, niu doosted na fully ton. Nishesh, damer den ye beg, towers jint leden weach, as nish jim riddenach some hat ye seen, as gawe toyer grish, de jinnu huish tar men as dode. Eliminating altogether the hackney carriages, says the examiner, one gets a ratio of one motor car or motorcycle to every 23 of the population. And then finally it poses the question, isn't it really time then that public men ceased from prating about the poverty of the place? Well, the ratio will be very different today, and the fact of these vehicles being in the island in 1926 certainly didn't mean that poverty had been by any means eliminated in the island at that time. And neither is it today. Ach, shene by Claire Nagale and Hirshaw. Between 7 and 9, you can join Chris Pearson to enjoy the best of chill-out music for your Sunday evening. And then at 9 o'clock, Judith Lay presents Sundown. Closing Claire Nagale this time is music from Welsh quartet Cromlech, and this is Tommy Jenkins singing the very unseasonal Beth Mae'r Habibi, and that'll be followed by Cromlech enjoying Lumps of Pudding, Talpiai Pudin. Next Saturday evening, the 17th of July, next Saturday evening, the 17th of January at 7:30 in Peel Masonic Hall in Stanley Road, it's A Wren Son Manin Feed Heed a Shea's Feed, the competition to find a song to represent the island in the Pan-Celtic International Song Competition in Carlow in Easter week. Admission to A Wren Son Manin is free, and all are very welcome indeed, and that's in Peel Masonic Hall at 7:30 next Saturday evening, the 17th of January. Well, Shoche and Trenish, Shenane and Trenish, the Chorkioner and Claire's Maso. Until the next time, then, this is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert Carslach.
Well, Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night. Eve, I'm a Chriors, as Dutz, my Yerian share.